All right. So have you ever started like a new writing project and just felt kind of overwhelmed by all the research you have to do?
Oh, yeah, totally. It can be super daunting, especially with nonfiction where you really have to get your facts straight, you know?
Exactly. Right. And then I saw this really interesting piece the other day about how like AI is changing the game for authors when it comes to research. And I thought we should totally dive into that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've all used those basic search engines, but AI is going way beyond that now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it can like analyze tons of data and find these hidden connections that we might miss.
It's almost like having this superpowered research assistant.
Right? And this article was specifically talking about nonfiction research, so I'm really curious to hear your take on how it's actually working for authors in that space.
Well, think about it this way. You're working on a book, right? Let's say it's about the impact of climate change on coastal communities.
Okay, yeah.
Now, instead of just like Googling climate change broadly, you can actually feed a really specific question into an AI tool. Like, what are the long-term effects of rising sea levels on, I don't know, the Chesapeake Bay region?
Oh, I see.
And the AI can then pull up relevant studies, reports, all sorts of data specifically focused on that.
That's so much more targeted than just sifting through a million general search results.
Right. And it saves so much time, which means you can really dig into the good stuff.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
But one thing I think is super important to remember here is that AI is a tool. It's not a replacement for us, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely. Like, we can't just blindly accept everything it spits out.
Exactly. We still need to be critical thinkers, question the sources it pulls up, look for any potential biases. It's kind of like fact-checking, but even more so because we're dealing with this incredibly powerful
I was
technology.
going to say, like, how do we make sure we're using AI ethically and responsibly in our research?
That's the big question. And honestly, I think a lot of it comes down to being aware of its limitations. Like, AI can process insane amounts of data, but it doesn't have that human judgment, that ability to discern nuance and context in the same way we do.
Yeah, there's always that human element that's irreplaceable.
Right. So we need to be conscious of that and use AI to enhance our own critical thinking, not to outsource it completely.
Okay, so it's all about finding that balance, that partnership almost.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it.
And this piece we were talking about had some really practical tips for writers using AI, like starting with a super clear research question.
Oh, that's so key. It's kind of like giving the AI a mission brief. The more specific you are, the more relevant and useful the results will be.
It was also stressing the importance of using AI to, like, supplement our research, not replace those traditional methods entirely.
Definitely. Like, AI can help us find those initial leads and sources, but we still need to read those sources ourselves, think critically about them, cross-reference, you know, all that good stuff.
And I love the point about using AI for organization because things can get messy fast when you're researching.
Oh, totally. I mean, think about it. You're dealing with articles, books, notes. It's like a tornado of information.
Right.
But AI can help us create these systems for organizing everything, like tagging and categorizing our research, creating summaries, even generating visual maps of how different concepts
Oh,
connect.
wow. That's amazing.
Right. It's like having a personal librarian who never sleeps.
So AI is definitely a game changer for nonfiction writers. I'm curious, as we wrap up, what are your thoughts on how AI will continue to shape this field?
You know, it's so exciting to think about. On the one hand, it has this potential to democratize knowledge, to
Oh.
make in-depth research more accessible to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And on the other hand, it can free us up to focus on those aspects of writing that are uniquely human. You know, the storytelling, the crafting of arguments, the connecting with readers on an emotional level.
It's almost like AI can handle the more technical, data-driven aspects, so we can pour our energy into those creative human elements.
Exactly. But, and this is a big but, we need to be so mindful of the potential pitfalls. Like, we can't become over-reliant on AI. We have to maintain our own critical thinking skills, our ability to discern truth from falsehood, to evaluate sources, and to really own our work.
It's like AI can be this incredible tool, but we have to use it wisely and ethically.
I think that's the key takeaway, yeah.
Well, this has been such a fascinating conversation. For all you writers out there, think about how you can leverage AI to enhance your research, but always remember to stay true to your own voice, your own perspective, and your own critical thinking.
And maybe even ask yourself, how do you see AI shaping the future of your work? It's a question worth pondering.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.